there's one thing I'd always love to obtain, it would be getting Moses' planning calendar as he went into the wilderness with the Israelites for 40 years. What do you think those plans looked like? Probably all over the place. What we're going to discover here in Exodus chapter 16 is that God was teaching the Israelites with the giving of the manna that they were to live day by day, not to plan, but to trust in him. A reading from Exodus chapter 16. And the people of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less. But when they measured the manna with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat. Moses said to them, "Let no one leave any of it over till the morning." But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. Moses was angry with them. Morning by morning they gathered it, each as much as he could eat. But when the sun grew hot, it melted. On the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers each. When all the leaders of the congregation came and told Moses, he said to them, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake and boil what you will boil, and all that is left over lay aside to be kept till the morning." So they laid it aside till the morning, as Moses commanded them, and it did not stink, and there was no worms in it. Moses said, "Eat it today. For today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is a Sabbath, there will be none. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it."